How have you adapted to the whole MP3 revolution?
Well, besides the fact that we're getting ready to finally launch an independent music store online this summer, which will be, we'll sell MP3s alongside CDs and records and all formats. We historically have benefited greatly from just the online, the ability for collectors and, enthusiasts to do their homework online, figure out what they really like, and then, people still like to have hard copies. So it's been a great resource for people doing homework and just learning about new acts and other titles by artists that they like. MP3s, we feel are, pretty inferior format for listening. We're kind of purists to a great extent at the record store, but we're finally giving in. We're going to start selling them this year.
Yeah.
And we're making available, a database that we've been working on for several years where we've created a lot of our own data and our own content, kind of trying to create an actual exciting independent record store online has been a very interesting challenge the last couple of years for us that it's a lot harder than we thought it would be.
Yeah. So when will that be coming online, the finished form of that?
Sometime this summer. We don't know the exact date yet, but we're hoping to get there early in the summer or midsummer.